Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we visit with Justin Leslie and talk about Midwestern State men's basketball. And the men's basketball team continues to reel off victories, and two more games coming up this week. Thursday against Eastern New Mexico, that game scheduled to tip off at 7:30, and then Saturday, a 3 o'clock start against West Texas as Midwestern State continues this four-game homestand. And you got the homestand off to a great start with a pair of 32-point victories over Oklahoma Christian and Cameron this past week. There is something to be said for style points, isn't there? I mean, the way you won those games?
Yeah, we played pretty well. There's no hiding that fact. I think there was just great energy from the start. We defended really well, and that carried over into making shots. And so, you know, I think both sides of the ball fed off each other, and just made for a really fun weekend of games.
And you had almost everybody made some kind of contribution over the course of those two games.
Yeah. We've known, we have, quality depth on our roster, and it's always fun to see, different guys making contributions, because we try and talk a lot about it. At some point, you realize it is a good team, and we're trying to, develop into a good team that can compete and win big basketball games. The having a role, it's not a negative, right? Like, it's a, just kind of have a bad rap of being called a role player. But, for example, Reggie Hill this week, Lone Star Defensive Player of the Week. And, it's the other stuff. It wasn't scoring, but he was getting steals. He was rebounding, and that matters in winning. And it's always good to see those things recognized, because these games are won in the margins. And so finding ways for the team to value all those different things and different guys to just buy into how important the details on any given possession are in terms of affecting the outcome of a game. I think the team's growing and learning and improving, and it was just fun to see a lot of that come out.
It seems like your team's starting to embrace its identity. I've had a chance to talk to a couple of the players in post-game interviews, and the first thing they talk about is defense.
Yeah.
And I know that's something you've been emphasizing to the team, that's who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's no question. I think we've discussed it, but, there's really one thing that collectively we are just really, really good at. And that's making people miss shots. honestly, we're hard to score on.
Absolutely.
And, there are a lot of players, in this day and age. I mean, the most obvious example is look at Houston and what they're doing, in college basketball. They don't try to be pretty. They don't try to go out there and run the fanciest offense. But they're going to guard you. They're going to be physical. And now no way am I trying to say that we're, as tough or
right.
as hard-nosed as they are. But just developing a defensive identity and understanding how you can win at a high level if you're committed to defending as a team. I think that, going into the season, none of us probably would have thought that this would have been our identity. But these are the facts. And here we are, and you have to embrace your strengths, you have to leverage them, and just try to minimize your weaknesses throughout the process.
You're not just one of the best defensive teams in the Lone Star Conference, you're one of the best defensive teams by the numbers in NCAA Division II.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, you have a lot of times points scored, it's like, oh, great defense, you only give up 60 points a game. Well, yeah, that's probably more about your offensive pace than it is your actual
right.
defense. If you just walk it up every time, I don't think points scored is a great metric for defense, but I think things like opponent's field goal percentage, effective field goal percentage, points per possession, and when you factor in points per possession, we're top five in Division II. I mean, and the reality is, you win the game by scoring more points. And so the more that we can just squeeze out every last little ounce, in that point per possession margin, it's just going to serve us, as we move forward.
So usually when we're talking about how great a team is defensively, we might be trying to cover up something on the other side of the floor.
Sure.
That's not the case with Midwestern State. you've also become a really good offensive team.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have.
And you got in the 90s twice this past week.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a lot of the scoring had to do with, you know, playing you know, defense to where our opponents were in a disadvantaged situation where we got some points off of turnovers, we got some transition looks off of some long rebounds. But we can shoot the basketball as a team. We've got very good shooters. They're learning shot selection a little bit more. I mean, because again, we want to take the highest quality shot on each possession that we can get. And the guys are starting to just have a better understanding of what that looks like. You know, we had a good talk yesterday in a film session about just understanding expected point values from different ranges. Like our game on Saturday against Oklahoma Christian, we were 3 of 15 from long twos. Now you look at that and you're like, gosh, 20%, that's 0.4 points per shot. On inside out threes, we were shooting 50%. So you're looking at 1.5 points per shot there. At the rim, you know, we were at pushing 70%. It's not that, you know, we want to go into a game and say we're never going to shoot a long two or a mid-range. No, not at all. If it's open and it's the best shot that we can get, sure, but we're not going to go out there and just continue. It's like, you know, you're missing all your threes. Well, you need to put some pressure on the rim to mix it up a little bit. And so I think it's just part of the team understanding how we can just continue to improve offensively while navigating what our opponents are doing to us, because everybody's doing something different. And, you know, we can't just go out there and expect the blueprint from game to be identical. We've got to, you know, find ways of understanding the nuance.
But you're also a tough team to defend because, I mean, early in the year, Mason was, and he's still among the leaders, but he was at the top of the Lone Star Conference in terms of scoring. But you can't just go out and say, well, we'll take Mason Gibson out of the game, and that we'll slow down Midwestern State. It doesn't work that way against you guys.
No, we have, you know, as we were just talking, we've got a lot of good players on the team, and sometimes it's going to be someone scoring 20 to 30 points. I mean, you're always going to have those situations where that happens. But, you know, I think the games when, you know, we're the hardest to defend are when you have five guys in double figures, you're not necessarily sure where it's coming from. You know, you have guys that come in and, I mean, I don't want to say this to where it sounds negative because it's absolutely not, but you get guys who come in the game and they just score three or four more points than their average. You know, it's not like they need to go out and just have the breakout career game, but if you have a couple guys just go three or four more points than their average, I mean, you just really stretched your margin now in that game. Instead of scoring 75, now you score 80. That gives our defense just a little bit more wiggle room and a little bit more grace. And I think that's just continuing to play out as we're having more players step up and find ways of experience success on the court.
We're getting to the time of the year now where we're going to see teams for a second time. That's happening this week as Eastern New Mexico comes in here, West Texas comes in here. And those were two close games on the road. And I know this game Thursday, revenge may be too strong of a word, but I know that's a game that – Midwestern State would really like to have back is that game in Port Dallas. But you got a chance to take these guys. And they're just 500 since they played you.
Yeah. You know, as you said, we owe them our best effort. We didn't give them our best effort the last time. You know, there were definitely some good things that we did in that game. But anytime you start off spotting someone 17 points, I mean, we was 14-0 to start the game. That just wasn't good enough. I mean, we were obviously disappointed at that time, and you know, being back at home, they're a good basketball team. They're hard to play against. Their size, their defense is unique. It's a little bit like ours, where it's just different. Where they play a man to man and switch everything. It almost resembles a zone in a lot of ways, just the way that they play it, and it gets teams uncomfortable. And so, I mean, it's going to be an opportunity to test ourselves against a very good basketball team, and we need to make sure that we're ready to be our best, you know, from the tip, because that's going to require it in order to have success against them.
You mentioned the poor start. I know that had kind of been a trend that you wanted to reverse, and you did in the last two games. Is there something that you can look at and say, "Oh, we did this different, and it led to better starts against Cameron and Oklahoma Christian"?
Well, I don't think it's any one thing. I think it's more of a mentality shift that we've just been trying to work on with the team. You know, as I've said many times, like we've got a wonderful group of young men, you know, in that locker room. I mean, just fantastic people. Well, one of the things is, you know, being nice guys is they wait for the other team to throw the first punch, as opposed to going out there and just asserting, you know, their will from the start. And I think that's something that, you know, we're starting to just understand that, you know, we don't have time to wait. We have to be assertive from the tip, being the aggressors. Usually the team that's the most aggressive to start a game gets the least amount of fouls, gets breaks that go your way. So, I mean, when you get on your heels, there aren't a lot of good things that happen. And so I think more than anything, that's been the shift is the players just starting to just understand how important it is just to have that aggressive mentality from the jump.
And is that coming from the leadership on your team?
Sure. I think it's everybody. I mean, they know it. I mean, it's not like, you know, we came back from these road games and had a poor start and everyone's like, oh man, I wonder, like, I mean, it's the elephant in the room
right,
that now everyone's willing to talk about. Right. And how do we address it? And so
it wasn't a one-off.
Correct. We're a really good basketball team when we do A, B, and C. We are not a good basketball team when we don't. And so I think that's been something that's part of, you know, the players maturing and just understanding, you know, where their strengths lie and what do they have to do in order to go out there and just not put themselves in a poor situation.
It seems like a lot of what we're talking about today is your team has found its identity.
Yeah, they are. They are. And they're maturing. They're maturing. They're growing. One of the things that we spoke with the team about a lot last week is, you know, this is the time of the year where, you know, the winners and the top teams kind of have an opportunity to separate themselves. And it's just in the little details day by day. I mean, it's hard. It's supposed to be hard. It doesn't get easier. And I think them starting to embrace that process a little bit more and understand that this is what we have to get through. We've got to get past this hard stretch and just continue growing. And ultimately, you know, that's the growth that I think that is happening the most with the team starting to just really come together and buy
yeah,
in.
In baseball, you'd call it the dog days.
Yeah.
Kind of in that time of the year where you're grinding your way through the season. But it seems like your team isn't letting that get to them.
Sure.
That they're – and some of it could be that you're a veteran team and you've been here before a little bit.
Well, we have guys that have been through college basketball and know that it's hard. But they also, I think, know how fragile it can be. And we were talking yesterday. I mean, you look at kind of where the regional standings. I mean, they haven't announced the regional ratings yet. We're still a couple weeks away from that. However, you know, there are metrics like the KPI, RPI, you know, strength. We can go look all these things up, and it's still very fluid. You know, I mean, there's a conceivable path for us being the number one team in the region. There's a conceivable path for us to be the 10 team in the region, and the only way to, you know, really make sure that we did do as well as we possibly can is to just be great today. I mean, I told them that I think a lot of times the outcomes can be distractions. So we won the games, great. Our goal was to beat Cameron on Thursday, and then on Saturday our goal was to beat Oklahoma Christian. You know, now our goal for Thursday is to beat Eastern New Mexico. However, you have to turn the page quickly and realize that that's not the destination. That's part of the journey towards the destination, and you have to just kind of have that 1-0 mindset on a daily basis. But this is, you know, as you said, the dog days, and learning how to navigate that, how to stay process focused, how to be great where your feet are. This is something that the team is starting to learn and embrace and just growing.
Got West Texas coming in here Saturday. That's always fun when Midwestern State and West Texas meet up.
Yeah. There's a long storied history, a lot of great games. I mean, the game we had with them in Canyon is a 1-point game, you know, first game back from break. And
you know we're going to get their best shot. I mean, West Texas is in a place right now where they haven't been as good on the road, and they're right in the fight, you know, kind of in that top, well, that second tier of the conference standings. And this is a big week for us, as we want to stay up in that top echelon and compete, you know, for a conference title. But it's also a critical week for them, where, you know, they can, if they can go on the road and beat us or Lubbock Christian, this is a chance for them to move up as well. So this is a big week, a big game. Depending on, you know, you never know how things go Thursday night around the conference, but when Saturday rolls around, you know that game against WT is going to have implications that that matter. And so it's going to be an intense matchup, as it always is, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Just looking at the conference standings right now, St. Mary's is 11-1. By the way, Midwestern State's beaten St. Mary's twice this year, and they're 14-4 overall. Dallas Baptist sitting there at 11-2, and then it's Midwestern State and Lubbock Christian at 9-3. Two games with Lubbock Christian coming up at the end of the year, and it certainly looks like those are going to be huge games.
Yep.
And then Permian Basin's 9-4, and then West Texas 8-5, Eastern at 7-6, along with Angelo. Then it's St. Edward's at 6-6, and then it falls to Kingsville and TAMIU at 5-8. It's kind of interesting looking at the standings, because a lot of times there's a clear line of demarcation, and this is kind of a fade, if you will, in the conference standings. And it's still pretty tightly bunched up at the top.
It really is. And, you know, as I was just alluding to a few moments ago about, I mean, it's, we could conceivably get to the top, but also, I mean, there are a lot of meaningful games with good teams coming up. I think there's still a lot of movement that's going to happen. A lot of big matchups, you know, amongst those teams that are up there at the top that still are yet to be played. And so it's just going to require a lot of focus and just being present in the moment, winning, you know, the game right in front of you. Otherwise, you know, if you get caught looking around, well, you might just get caught yourself.
Well, the game right in front of us is Eastern New Mexico Thursday night. Again, tip-off scheduled for 7:30. You'll want to be there for the women's game at 5:30. And then West Texas is in here Saturday. That's a 3 o'clock scheduled start. Let's make it an electric atmosphere at D.L. Ligon Coliseum this week, because these are going to be great games. And keep the Mustangs going. They've won 13 straight at home now, which is quite a streak they've got, and hopefully they'll keep that intact. Be sure to tell your friends about these podcasts, and be sure to bring your friends to D.L. Ligon Coliseum this week to watch the Mustangs. I'm Pete Stein. So long.